Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Vav. Starting from the end of Daf Samach Hei Medbeis, the Gemara brings the Brais to Taner Abanan. Tzina shechakakai l'besef kavei peiselos ha-mikva, kavei l'besef chakakai eina peiselos ha-mikva. The Brais says a pipe, a drain pipe, if you carved it out before you attached it to the ground, so it passes the mikvah because it blimes talush. It doesn't blime mechubah l'karka, so it has a shame kli, and it passes the mikvah. But kavil b'seif chaka, if you first attached it to the ground, you first fixed it into the ground, and then you carved it out, ain't a pesel se mikvah. Now Shmam explains that if you carved it out first, so then it has a shame kli, it doesn't become batal when it gets attached to the ground. But if you first put it in the ground, so it blimes attached to the ground, and mele, when you carved it out, it's like you're making a hole in the ground that doesn't have a shame kli. So the Gemara Sakasha, money, loyer belezev, loyer abonin. The Gemara means to say that there's a machlekes, your belez, and their abonin. When you attach something to the ground, does it become mechubah l'karka or not? Toloshub seif chibre, is that mechubah l'karka? And does it have a din of karka? Now, neither of them hold the dischilah between kavay l'besef chagkay and chagkay l'besef kavay. Rabbi Elazar holds this always becomes mechubah l'karka, even in the case where yechagkay l'besef kavay, even when I had a shame kli before, he holds that it becomes mechubah l'karka and becomes batal the shame kli al yedei l'chibah l'karka. And the Rabbanan hold that as long as it originally was talish, even if it wasn't a kli before, it doesn't become mechubah l'karka. And then even kavil b'sef chakai blimes a kli. That's right, the Gemara kasha. So the Gemara wants to know, hi Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer is it? And that's the next discussion of the Gemara, where we find the machlokes of Blazin Rabbanan, legabe the din of talish l'b'sef chibrei, where we're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's always mechubah, and Rabbanan holds it's always talish. So the Gemara says, Ilem Rabbi Eliezer de Bayis. If it's Rabbi Eliezer by Bayis, that we have a machlokes here, by a machteshes, which wasn't fixed, which was attached to the house, that the Rabbanan hold the machteshes hakavua, is not nimka b'chlal de Bayis. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that kol mechubah l'karka re'u k'karka. So we're asking for that machlokes Rabbi Eliezer de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, that's different. You can't bring a raya from what's considered part of the bayis linyan mechira to other inyanim of mechubah l'karka, to other dinim of what's considered karka. Mechir is totally in the das of the mechir. So in his das, if you hold mechir ben yafa mechir, he's more generous. He considers these things that are attached to be part of the house. If you hold mechir ben roa mechir, he's less generous. He doesn't consider it to be part of the house. It's not a raya to the etzim din karka, the halacha of karka b'negei to other dinei ha-Torah. So the problem a little bit is that if it's this Rabbi Eliezer de Bayis, so fakert, then it would stem with the Rabbanan of Bayis. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a machteshes that's kavua is nimkar, that's the case of chakal b'seif kava, and the Rabbanan hold not, but the Rabbanan say that you are selling the machteshes ha-kavua. And the Rashbam explains that Mechdeshes HaKavua means, Mechdeshes HaChakuka. They are saying Mechdeshes HaChakuka. The Rashbam explains that Mechdeshes HaChakuka means that it's Kavil B'Seif Chakakai. So when the Gemara says, Hi Rabbi Eliezer, Ilem Rabbi Eliezer the Bayis, it doesn't mean Ilem with the Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan of Bayis. Because if it meant the Rabbi Eliezer of Bayis, and you could shtel Tzu Bayis to Tzinar by Mikvois, then the Bayis would stem good according to the Rabbanan. It just means Rabbi Eliezer, not the Rabbanan, but that's a shtickle daichik in the Gemara. And Taisa says, "Ubechinam dachak," because, like the Rishbam himself said before, the machteshes achakuka means that there was a stone and you carved out the machteshes in a stone that was already there. In other words, there are really three things. There's a case when you already had a kli totally and then you attached it to the ground. That's chakakayel b'seif kavai. There's a case where you attached a log to the ground or a stone to the ground and then made a kli out of it. That's kavil b'seif chakakai. And then you have a case where you have already a stone that's completely attached to the ground. You didn't attach it to the ground. It's naturally attached to the ground. And you just carved out a kli in that stone. That's not even the case of kavil b'seif chakakai. That's zichan out of kli. So Mela fakert, the Gemara is really asking loy rabbeleza v'loy rabbonan. does the Rabbanan say any time the Machdeshes was Kavua as opposed to Chakuka? In other words, any time you attach the Machdeshes there, it doesn't make a difference if you carved out the Machdeshes before you attached it and after you attached it. In both cases, it's not Nimka B'chal L'Bayis. The only case is Machdeshes Chakuka, which you carved the cell in the house. And Reb Lezer holds, in all cases, it is Nimka B'chal L'Bayis. So Mel, the Kash of Leir Blez and Leir Abundant fits with the Reb Lezer and the Abundant of the Mishnah perfectly, says Taisvis. And you have to say this there, it's that the Das, Lagabi House, that's totally in the Das B'nei Adam, Bein Yofa, Bein Roa, that's not totally in the Etzin Din, Mechuba L'Karka of Kol HaTayr Kula. So the Amar brings another thing, El Reb Lezer the Kaveris Devarim. By Kaveris Devarim, you have a beehive. The Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Shvius, and it's also a Mishnah in Uksin. Reb Lezer, Oim Areyaka Karka. Has a din karka, like the Rishbam says, it's niknis bekesef shtar v'chazaka. You could be kind of metalton mag of the kaveris. It has all dine karka. The stomach, you can't, there's no din shvua of my din mixes by a kaveris. There's no din shaymin by a kaveris. It's a karka. It has a din of karka. The kaisen le prusbel. And if the leva has this karka, the malva can write a prusbel, because the malva can only write a prusbel and the leva owns karka. Veine mekabel is tumma bim kaima. It's not mekabel tumma. The dvash is not mekabel tumma. And if someone takes out the honey, skayef chatas, that's all Reb Lezer shita. The chamarim no ainik kekarik has in a metaltum. Ain kaisen lo prusbel, and he can't write under the prusbel. Mekabelas tum mekayim, it's mekabel tum. Redimen b'shabes potter. So the Gemara thought that the machlokes is tal shem seif chibre. If it's called mechubel lekarik, the kaveris is now mechubel lekarik. Reb Lezer holds it's mechubel lekarik, reyuk kekarik, and the rabbanon hold that tal shem seif chibre doesn't blame mechubel lekarik. So this is the Reb Lezer and the rabbanon that argue that we don't find the chiluk between kavah b'seif chakai and chakai b'seif kavai. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the top. The machlokes is not talking about if it's attached to the ground. So even when it's, like the Rishbam says, even if it's not attached to the ground, even if it's just lying on the ground. Hasam could the Amra Ablaza time, Kaveris Dvarim is not totally in the shail of mechubel lekarka, even if it's not mechubel lekarka, the stam and din yaris dvash that a kaveris is in of a yaris, in of a forest, it blives mechubel lekarka exeris the kosev of yaris dvash. So mel, this machlekes has nothing to do with the machlekes of talashe b'seif chibre for blives mechubel lekarka. Now Taisus points out that the havamin was actually a little bit shver. He says it was shver because if you're going to say that the reason why a kaveris is considered mechubel lekarka is not because of gzeres akasu v'yaris dvash, the reason why a kaveris blimes kekarka is because you attached it to the ground, but then wouldn't be enough of a reason why the honey would be considered mechubel lekarka in order l'mashal to be chayev on Shabbos. He says, if you have a tanner which is mechubel lekarka and you have bread in the tanner, and you take the bread is stuck into the tanner, and you take the bread out of the tanner, just because the tanner is mechubel lekarka doesn't mean that you're chayiv, that it blibes kaitzer to take the bread which is stuck in the tanner, which is mechubel lekarka, because the bread isn't mechubel lekarka. And the same thing with tumah. That wouldn't be a reason why it wouldn't be mekabel tumah, just because the kaveris is mechubel lekarka, but the honey is not mechubel lekarka, it should be mekabel tumah. And he also says, legabe prusbel, also you're not going to have a problem. Because he quotes a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara talks about an otzitz nakov. The Gemara says if the leiva has an otzitz nakov, a flower pot with a hole in it, that's considered karka. That's good enough that you can write a prusbel because the leiva has an otzitz nakov. So the Gemara says, Kasha, why do you need an otzitz nakov? Even if he has an otzitz chain of nakov, but if the otzitz is on karka, so he owns the karka that the otzitz is on. Even if he doesn't own it, the halacha is, it doesn't have to be that the leiva actually owns the karka. As long as the leiva could use the karka, if he's borrowing or renting karka, it's also considered that he has karka. So if he has an otzitz nakov, you're telling me it's an otzitz nakov is mechubel the karka because it's on the karka. Well, typically, if he has an otzitz nakov on the karka, so he obviously has the karka. At least he has a she'el on the karka. At least he's borrowing that karka. So the Gemara says that akarch the kates of otzitz nakov means it's manachasichi. It's on sticks. So he doesn't own the karka at all. He can't even use the karka. He can only use the sticks to put his otzitz nakov on it. The sticks aren't karka. So merely you have to come on that the otzitz nakov is considered karka because the flower pot has a hole in it, so it's considered mechubel karka. That's considered karka itself. So Taisa is the same shal you'll have by this kaveris dvarim. if you're going to say that the Kaveris Dvarim is Niyam, is considered Karka because it's Mechubala Karka, so come dice, he has the Karka itself, so why does he need the Kaveris Dvarim for? Lachar, you're going to have to learn the Mishnah's talking about its Mana Chasichi, that the Kaveris Dvarim is on sticks, and Ay Bazai, it's not the Pshat that the reason why Blaz holds his Karka is because it's Mechubala Karka. It's because of the Xerius Akasim of Yaris Dvash. As I state in Taisus. Now the Rav on the Mishnais, both in Shvius Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin and Uksim Perek Yimul Mishnah Yud, he says Pshat in the Mishnah, and it comes from the Yishalmi and the Tesefta. He says like this. He says, if it's in the ear, so then Lekuli Alma, the Kaveris is not considered Karka. And if it's cemented to the ground, then Lekuli Alma, the Kaveris is considered Karka. What's the Machloikish of Blazin Rabbanah by Kaveris? The Machloikish is Dafkin the case where it's lying on the ground, but it's not cemented. There, Blazin holds its Karka, and the Chum holds its not Karka. As I bring the Rav on the Mishnais. So Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnais there in Shvius, and the Mishnah Rishon on the Mishnais there in Shvius, they both ask the Kasha that the Rav doesn't stim with the Gemara and the Bavli, doesn't stim with our Sugya Bechlal. Because our Sugya seems to hold that the Rabbanan, even if it's cemented to the ground, the Rabbanan hold the Tolosh of B'Seif Chibrei, blibes Tolosh. So even if it's cemented to the ground, the Rabbanan holds his metal to it. And Rabbi Leza, there's no shaykhus to being, it doesn't make a difference if it's lying on the ground or not. Rabbi Leza has Xerius Akasav of Yaris Dvash. So it's Xerius Akasav of Yaris Dvash. What's the difference if it's lying on the ground, if it's in the air? Main Afkimina. So the Gemara doesn't stem with the Yushalmi. Yushalmi Taka says that when it's attached to the ground, everyone's masking that it's Mechubur. And when it's in the ear, everyone's masking it's Tolish, and you need just lying on the ground. But why should the Rav bring it down? Agamar is not mashman away. Agamar is mashman according to Rabbanan, even if it's attached to the ground, it's Tolish. According to Blaz, even if it's on the ear, it's considered Mechubur. It's not Megzerius Akasav. And they point out that the Rash and the Rambam, the Pirish of the Rambam, doesn't bring this to Sefta Pshat in the Mishnah. He says the Bavli doesn't hold that way. Now the Tiferes Yisrael there, he wrote a letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he writes Rabbi Kiva Eger's response, and his comments on the response. He wants to defend the Rav. He wants to say that the Gemara is not Muchuch, not like the Yishalmi. Could be the Bavli doesn't argue in the Yishalmi like what the Rav seems to hold. And the Mechleikis is Taka Dafka only when it's lying on the ground, not in the ear. Now about what he wants to defend the Rav, that he wants to say that the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say that the Rabbanan, even according to the Bavli, could hold that even when it's attached to the ground betit, the Rabbanan could hold its mechuba when it's attached to the ground betit. That I don't want to discuss now. Could be I'll discuss that in a later shir. But in Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Mehecha Tesa to argue on the Yishalmi. Yishalmi seems to hold that there's no din of Yaris Dvash when it's in the ear. The whole din of Yaris Dvash is only when it's on the ground, because you never find the forest in the ear. And the case there in the Pasuk that the Gemara is quoting with Yonason was when the Kaveris was on the ground. So he wants to know from Kvega, what's your raya that the Bavli argues and holds that even when it's in the ear, it's still called Mechubal Karka. Maybe the whole Machlegas Blazer but is like the Yishalmi says, Dafk when it's on the ground, when it's in the ear, even a Blazer is not Mechubal Karka, because Yaris Dvash, the Xerius Akasav is Yaris Dvash, is dafka when it's on the ground, not when it's in the air. What's the raya to say the Bavli argues? So Rabbi Kivega brings that this Taisus is the raya. Because Taisus asks a kasha, like the Gemara asks in Gittin about the Otzitz Nokov, Taisus asks a kasha, that what's the pshat that we're discussing, if you can write a prisbul with a kaveris, typically that you have the ground. So if he has a kaveris on the ground, you could write it because he's using the ground, even if it's not his ground, but if he has a shus to use the ground, so typically you can write it because he has a shail on the ground. So Taisha says, Elamai, you're going to have to answer, it's mana chasichi, like the Gemara says there by Otzitz Nokov, it's not on the ground. Oh, so you see mefurish that the machloikis is, even when it's not on the ground. As I come Daisen Cheshbin, that if it's on the ground, anyway you'd write a prusbul typically inside the ground. So Mela Behechach has to be that it's not on the ground. Now the Divrei Cheskel has a very geshmakish tikkul Torah on this. Since Simon Gimel is Tess and Yud, he wants to defend the Rav, like the Tveris Yisrael. And he brings that the Pirush HaRosh here in the Mishnah Shvius also has the problem that what's the pshat that we're arguing about writing a prusbul about the kaveris? Typically, you can write it because the kaveris is on the ground, and you can write a prusbul on the because he owns the ground. So the Rosh says it's talking about that he has it on someone else's ground. Shaloi b'diyasei, he has it shaloi b'shus on someone else's ground. He brings a shneis aliyo from the Vilna guy and says on the Mishnah Shvius. He also asks his kasha tabulei the ground, and he says like Taisus that it's manachasichi. But the Rosh is differently. The Rosh is the pshat is that it's not his ground. Abefekt divi yecheskel. What's taket pshat? So l'chayah, and this is what the Tveris Yisrael says also, l'chayah, it's not muchach to say that the Bavli argues in the Yishalmi, because you could say that the holding of Yaris Dvash is dafka when it's on the ground. It doesn't have to be attached to the ground, but it has to be on the ground. In the air, it's not called the Yaris Dvash. But if it's on the ground, so Mamela, anyway, you can write a prusel because he owns the ground. So Tveris says, the Rosh says, that the ground doesn't belong to him. But l'chayah, we have a shverikait. How come the Gemara in Gittin by Otzitz Nakev was bothered by this kasha and didn't answer that he has the Otzitz Nakev in the ground that doesn't belong to him? He has the Shaloi B'shus, the Baal Otzitz Nakev. The Gemara says the Teretz, it's Mana Chasichi, it's on the Yesedais. It's on pegs. Why did the Gemara say the ground didn't belong to him? And why did the Rosh say the case of Mana Chasichi like the Goyin? So in the Rosh, Taina the Divya Yecheskel, the Pshat is because the Rosh holds like the Yishalmi. The Rosh holds that the Bavli Shimon is the Yishalmi. The Rosh holds that if it's Mana Chasichi, it's not considered a Yar. It's not considered Mukh, it's not considered Karaka. The Gzeris Akas of a Yar is Dafk when it's lying on the ground, not when it's in the air. And Divya Yecheskel says the Rishbam is Mashma that way. The Rishbam says, it's considered mechuba even though it's not mamish attached to the ground. It sounds like it's lying on the ground. But what's pshat? Why didn't the Gemara in Gittin, when it asked the question by Otzitz Nakev that why are you telling me a chiddush that you can write a prusbul on Otzitz Nakev typically that it's on the ground and you can write it inside the ground? Why didn't the Gemara say that you don't own the ground? And Alderich said, what's pshat and taisus here? Why did Taisus have it so schwer that the Havamina doesn't make sense? The Havamina that wanted to learn Kaveris because Mechubal Karka, how would they learn that way? You have to say it's Mana Chasichi, because otherwise Tepik Leim inside the Karka, why couldn't they say that's not his ground? Zagdi V'Yecheskel, a very, very shein pshat. Zagdi V'Yecheskel like this, if Otzitz Nakov is yours, if Otzitz Nakov is Karka, I mean, why is it karka? Because it gets yanika from the karka. Right? If Otzitz Nakev is karka, Otzitz Shein Nakev is not karka. Why is the Otzitz Nakev karka, Otzitz Shein Nakev not karka? The Otzitz Nakev is karka because it's being yanik from the karka. So if the karka is not yours, so then you don't own karka. You own an Otzitz Nakev. Where's this Otzitz Nakev? It's on someone else's karka. Not Bershus. So the Gemara is bothering me, Manavshach. If you don't own the karka that the Otzitz Nakev is on, if you have no rishus to put it there, you have no din kinyan in yana karka, so the Otzitz Nakev is karka, but it's not your karka. What makes it karka is the karka on the bottom, which isn't yours. So the Gemara can't say by Otzitz Nakev that he put it in the karka that's not his. If the karka that the Otzitz Nakev is on is not his, so then he doesn't own karka. So Mel, the Gemara says the Otzitz Nakev was Mana Chasichi, which means he doesn't own any karka to put anything down on the karka, because he only allowed him to put the Otzitz Nakev on the pegs, and the pegs belong to the Bala karka. And Mamela, he doesn't own any karka, but he owns the yanika of the karka. So since the Otzitz Nakev is being yanik from the karka, and the guy allowed him to put it in his property on the sichi, so mainly he owns that unique of the karka that's there by the Otzitz Nakev, so that means he owns karka. So by Otzitz Nakev, there is no teretz, he put it on a karka, someone else's karka, shloi b'shus. If he did that, the whole din karka of the Otzitz Nakev is mitzad the unika, and he doesn't own the unika, so he doesn't own any karka. You have to say that it was in the karka b'shus. So now you have a gevaldik akasha. Typically, he has a shtamshus and etzim karka. The teretz says no, he doesn't allow him to put it on the floor. He puts it on the sichi. So now he has no ishtamshus on the floor of the karka, only on the yinika. That's the chiddush. An atzis nagav is considered karka mitzad the yinika, and it's his yinika because he has rishus to have it in that karka. So melezak the taisus also comes out beautiful. If you want to learn in the havamina, why is the kaveris karka? The Torah says because it's mechubal the karka. That's what the havamina held because it's attached to the ground. If you don't own the ground that it's attached on, you don't own any karka. And he says also, anyway, he says the svara, that if it's only karka because it's mechubal a karka, if it's not mechubal to a karka b'shus, so it's not called mechubal a karka, it's aimed to be taken away. That's not called mechubal a karka. So in the havamina, the hechach is going to have to be there b'shus. So then you're going to have the big problem. If it's there b'shus, typically that's dumb. Who needs the kaveris? You're using the karka b'shus. You're going to have to say it's manachasichi. So then al-karka, it's not mechubal l'karka. So that's why the havamina didn't make any sense. You can't say it was in the karka shaloi b'shus like the Rosh says in the Mishnah Shvi'is, because then you don't have any karka. The whole din karka of the kaveris is mitzadet schibet to the karka. If you don't own the karka, it's mechubal to you. Have no rishus to use that karka, so you don't own any karka. But in the maskana, why is kaveris karka? Mixeris akosav. The stama zaitig at tonight has to be lying on the ground. If it's in the ear, there is no such zeris akasav. But it's not karka because it gets the din karka that it's lying on. It's karka because it's zeris akasav, it's a yar. Granted, the zeris akasav is only when it's lying on the ground. That's what the Yishalmi says. A svara. It can't be a forest in the ear. The zeris akasav when it's lying on the ground. But when it's lying on the ground, the din karka comes because it itself is karka. So there, the Rosh Kataka say that it's lying on the ground that doesn't belong to you. It doesn't matter that I don't own the karka that's underneath it. That's not why I own karka. The kaveris alone is karka by itself. It's self-contained karka. It's only karka when it's lying on the ground. Good, see, because that's tonight. It's lying on someone's ground. Shalei b'shus. But once it's lying on the ground, then it's karka not because of the ground. It's karka by itself. And Mamel, that's cool that he has karka. That's a different Yecheskel's Gishmak of Pshat. So Mela, it could be Miyushiv. What's the Pshat in the Yishalmi? You could say that the Machlekes of Lesner Abanan is Dafka when it's lying on the ground like the Yishalmi. And you could say the Rosh is Teretz, that I tepik lemish in the karka, so the Rosh already says the Teretz. It's lying on the ground and the karka is not yours. And you have no rishis to put it there. So that karka, you can't write a puzzle mitzad that karka. It's not yours. You have no rishis to put it there. Only mitzad the kaderis that's yours. I want the Gemara say that Teretz and get them by the Otzitz Nakuv. Because there, by the Otzitz Nakuv, it's only karka because it's getting a nika from the karka. If you don't own the karka that it's getting a nika from, so that means you don't own karka. Or in the Havamina, it's only karka is mechubah the karka. If you don't own the karka, it's mechubah to it, it means you don't own karka. But the maskana that's al-siyar is dvash. So then even if you don't own the karka that it's on, but as long as it's on the karka, it has a din of yaris dvash, it itself is karka. That's a shtickle from the Devei Yecheskel. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Eler Ablezer the daf. So Ablezer the Chachamim, by the din of daf, by the shelf. The Tanan is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. Daf shel nachtoimim. If you have a shelf that a baker uses, shekavi bekaisel that he attached it to a wall, Ablezer metar vacham metam. Ablezer holds that it's tar. Once it's attached to the wall, it becomes mechubal lekankets ois keli. Nechom will know it's tame, even tolish himself chubri vibes tolish and it's still a keli. So Gemara says, money. Nira Ablezer, I feel a chakal of a safe cover. Ablezer says that it's tar. Sounds like even if it was a daf, even if it had a shame clean before, and then you were kaveid, it's still tar. So Ablezer seems to hold that there's no chil between kavil b'seif chakai and chakai l'b'seif kavai. In both cases, it becomes tar. So who would then by the tzinar, which is bringing water into the mikveh, it shouldn't pass the mikveh, even in the case of chakai l'b'seif kavai. And here Rabbanan, I am going to say it goes like the Rabbanan that say it's metame the blibes tolish. Well, the Rabbanan sound like I feel a kavil b'seif chakai nami. The Rabbanan don't make a chilik. By daf shel nachtoimim, it's kavil b'kaisel, even if you kaveid and then you made it into a daf. They don't make any chilik, even in that case, they hold that it's tame. They hold it's tallish. So who would have been it seen? And they shouldn't make any chilik. And even in the case of kavil b'seif chakai, they should hold the pasels the mikvah. Thus, vek the Gemara to kasha. So the Gemara first says, Olam Rab Lezi v'shanim shuta kleitz atum ad-rabbanan. First, the Gemara says that really, Tzina Shechagam Seif Kavi is going like Rabbi Eliezer. And here we're talking about a daf, it's Pshut Dekliyetz. It's only a Tumad Rabbanan. By Tumad Rabbanan, There, Rabbi Elazar is makel even in the case of kavei lebesef chakakai. I mean, chakakai besef kavei. Rabbi Elazar is makel. Rabbi Elazar says it's tar even in the case of chakakai lebesef kavei, because since it's derabbanan, like I'm a derabbanan, it's derabbanan makel even in the case where it was a kli before it's chakakai lebesef kavei. Now, shegem but it's sinar. We're not talking about a derabbanan, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar is machmer al kapanim in the case of chakakai lebesef kavei. So the Gemara says, Mechlal the Shiva deraisa. So you can make that chilek, so obviously hold that the pshat is because his pshut declates is derabbanan. And what's pshat by Shiva? You can tell me Shiva is deraisa, but that's not true. V'kaimel and derabbanan. We pass in Shiva is derabbanan. So they're both derabbanan. So why would a blazer be mechalek by a daf say that in both cases it's tar, and by tsinar it's also derabbanan? So why would it be mach by the case of chalkel of seif kavet? V'oit, the Amr Abyeis Rav Chanina, b'daf shamateches machlekes. Rabbi Yosef Machine says that we're talking about a metal shelf. A metal is avada a tumah deraisa. So Mela, you see that even by deraisis, Rabbi Elazar holds in all cases, even by chakai lebesef kavai, it becomes batal to the karka, it becomes tar. So the Gemara says la'olam rabbanani v'shani shiva derabbanan. Forget the machloikas Rabbi Elazar rabbanan is l'gabe deraisis. L'gabe deraisis the rabbanan hold there's no chiluk between kavai besef chakai and chakai besef kavai. In both cases, the rabbanan hold its tummy. It doesn't become mechubal lekarka, but Shiva is the rabbanan. That's why the rabbanan will makel by kavai ul besef chakakai. We attached it first. The rabbanan will makel because it is the rabbanan. Ihachi, if they're being makel because the rabbanan, I feel chakakai ul besef kavai nami. Even in the case we chakakai besef kavai, it should also be makel. So the Gemara says shani hasam diketayus kliel of vitalish. It already was a kli vitalish, and mele it doesn't become batal when you mechaber lekarka. Ad kan the Gemara. So the Maskana seems to be that according to Rabbi Elazar, even by the Raisis, even by the case of Chakakai L'Besayif Kavai, it always becomes Mechubal L'Karka, it always becomes Batal the Shem Kli, even like Abitumid the Raisa Koshkem by their abundance. And according to the Rabbanan, it depends. When you're dealing with the Raisa, like the Daf Shalma Teches, so then in all cases it blibes Tolish, in all cases it's still Mechabal Tumma. When you're dealing with the abundance, like the case of Shiva, then the Mechalik, by Kavai L'Besef Chakai, they hold that it's okay, because it's only Derabbanan. But by Chakai L'Besef Kavai, since it has a shame, Kli Mikara, even by Derabbanan Zemachme, that's the Chayr de Maskana Sesugya. And we'll talk about the Shakel V'Tayin, the Maskana L'Alacha, Behemshech. Now first, I want to go into two things. First, the Gemara's contention that Pshut Dekliyetz is a Tumma Derabbanan. The Machlaik is Rishayim and the Chalukim about that halacha. And then also the Gemara's contention that Sheiva is a Psul derabbanan. The different Chalukim and the Machlaik is in about that Psul. So Abab Shut Dekliyetz. The Rashbam says, Umi ulei ashechan tumma lepshut dekliyetz afilim derabbanan, chutz ma'isin arin lemedris. Uvmaskan anami makmina labadav shal mateches. The Rashbam points out that in other Gemaras, you don't find this din that Pshut Dekliyetz is Tamei Derabbanan altogether. Pshut Dekliyetz seems to be Tar Legamri. And he says in the Maskana, we tak a taicha by Daf Shal Mateches. So Rishbam is mashma that there's a din that Pshut Dekliyetz is Tar, is even Tamei Derabbanan. There's no Tumah by Pshut Dekliyetz altogether. And this Gemara that says that Shanim Pshut Dekliyetz is Derabbanan was only a Havimina. The Gemara thought that the case was talking about a daf shel eitz, and the Gemara wanted to make a chilut in that and the tzina. The Gemara suggested because Pshut Dekliyetz is a tumah derabbanan. But once the Gemara says that we're not talking about a daf shel eitz, we're talking about a daf shel mateches. So now in a chinami, the din of daf shel eitz would be tar legamri because it's not even a tumah derabbanan, even if it's not kavua bekaisel, it's tar because Pshut Dekliyetz are not makabel tumah klal. The only exception he gives, if it's Roy Lemedris, anything which is meant for Shechiva, any Keli which is meant for Shechiva, including Pshut Dekliyetz, is Metame by Azov. And there, that's Taka Tame. And even though the Lashon and Rishbam sounds like that maybe that's Tame Rabbanan, the Rishayim say that it's Lav Dafka. And Pashas, all the Rishayim hold that at Kliyetz, even a Pshut Dekliyetz, which is Roy Lemedris, it's Tami Midaraisa. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chafei learns it out from Makal V'chaymer that if it's Tami Tumas Zav, Koshkin is Tami Tumas Mace, it has all Din Tumah. But that would be only a Pshut Dekliyetz, which is Roy Lemedris, like a bench, or a wooden cot, or something like that, which is not mekabel anything, but the point of the kli is, the purpose of the kli is for somebody to sit on it or to lie down on it, and that gives it a din tumas medris. So that would also give it a din of tumah, of tumas meis. It's mekabel tumah. But that's the only pshut that creates this mekabel tumah altogether. Any other pshut that creates the Rishbam is mashma is not mekabel tumah, not midiraisa and not midirabanan. But Taisus has an arichas and the Rishainim discuss it. There's a Tairus kainim, which is marba, something which is mishamish adam and mishamish mishamshe adam, like a table, which both a person uses for himself, that's mishamish adam, and also he puts down kelim on it, that's mishamish mishamshe adam, and that could become tamei. So first, Rishainim bin kamarayis, Rishbam just says, le'ashkechan, Rishainim bin kamarayis, that there is no tumah derabanan by pshut dekliyetz b'derech klal. One raya is that the Mishnah in Kalim that says kliyetz pshuteim tahirim mekableim tameim, it says pshuteim tahirim, it's tar. And if it would be tamim in Arabanan, the Mishnah wouldn't be able to say tahirim. And the haraya, because it says it at klis chuchas is tamim, even though klis chuchas is only a tumah derabanan, vayisleis the Mishnayis in Kalim would say that a keli is tamim, even though it's only tamim in Arabanan. And by pshute kliyetz, it says pshuteim tahirim by kliyetz. Vayisleis is tar even midarabanan. That's one raya. Another raya is the Gemara in Sukkah. After Zvav talks about using schach, chitzim, scharim, it says chitzim, arrows that don't have a kli kibul, you could use them for schach. It's kasha for schach. If it's makabel tum midarabanan, it will be possible for schach midarabanan. And another raya, the Gemara says in Chul and Daf Gimel, it says that a tamei could shecht kachim. The question is, how could a tamei shecht kachim? He's going to be metame then when he shechts it. So the Gemara says, it's talking about that he didn't use a knife, a metal knife. He used the kana, he used a reed, that he was sharpened the reed and made it into a shechita knife, and used the kana reed as a shechita knife. And Taisha says, for kachim, you need a keli. Can't shecht if it's not a keli. But Taisha says, it's pshut kliyetz. Vayisleis, it's not even Tamei Derabanan, otherwise he'd be Metamei Midarabanan. So these are Kamarayis Rishayim bring that Pshut Dekliyetz are not even Tamei Derabanan. Now, Menegei our Sugya, there is this Teres Kainim that Meshamshe Adam and Meshamish Meshamshe Adam is Tamei. And Taisus holds that Teres Kainim is an Asmachta. A lot of times the Teres Kainim Darshan sings some Sukkim that's just an Asmachta. It's really Midarabanan, and we're using the Pasuk as an Asmachta. Taisus holds it could be this daf shel nachtaimim is mishamish adam, mishamish mishamshi adam. It's like a table. Both a person could use it, and he puts kalim down on it. So mele, it's tam min arbanan. That's what the Gemara means, that pshut dekliyetz is derabanan. Normally pshut dekliyetz is tara legamri. But in the case of mishamshi adam and mishamish mishamshi adam, then it's tamei midarabanan. That's what Taisus says. As I state in Teres Kainim, then it's tamei. So that's one mahalach. Now, the Kama Rishainim that hold that by the case of Mishamish Adam, Mishamish Mishamshi Adam, that's Takatami Midaraisa. The Ramban holds that way. The Rambam's Mashman that way. The Rishainim will discuss it. The Rishainim that hold that if it's Mishamish Adam and Mishamish Mishamshi Adam, so that's already Tami Midaraisa. Taisa Sukkah that Fei holds that that's totally in a Shaila in the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas has a Shaila. The guy be the Shulchan. I don't be Mayak so much. But he holds it to suffix in the Gemara, if Mishamish Adam, Mishamish, Mishamish Adam is Tari Midaraisa or not. And some Rishayim hold this Takatami Midaraisa. So then you can't learn that Gemara of Dafshal Nachtaimin is talking about Mishamshe Adam or Mishamish, Mishamshe Adam, because that would be Tami Midaraisa. So the Rishayim say, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ran, that if you hold that Mishamish Adam and Mishamish, Mishamish Adam is Deraisa, you're going to have to say the Daf Shel Nachtaimim is not Mishamish Adam. People don't use it. It's only used for Mishamshe Adam. It's used to put Kalim down. So since it's used for Mishamshe Adam, then becomes Tamei Midarabanan. So Kumtais, they say the three Chilukim, the Rambam's Mashmin Swayoso. If you have a Keli, which is not Mishamish, Mishamshe Adam altogether, a regular Pshut Dekliyetz, that's Torah Legamri. If you have a keli which is both Mishamish Adam and Mishamish Mishamish Adam like a table, that's Tamei Midaraisa. If you have a keli which is just Mishamish Mishamish Adam, but it's not Mishamish the Adam like a shelf, that's already Tamei Midarabanan, that's the Pshat and Agamara. Taisa and Sukkah says similarly, I think. Taisa says that in the case of a shelf or something which is Doimit to a Kli Kibul, You have a kli kibbeh which you can actually hold something inside the keli. You have a long keli which people put down things on the keli. It's the purpose of holding things. It's just not a kli kibbeh. It's not holding it inside the keli. But you're putting down things like a shelf or a table. That means they're abundant, has a din of a kli kibbeh, and it has a din in that it's tamei. So b'kitzur the sheet is about pshut the kliyets. If it's chazin lemedris pashas, it's tamei midereisa. Even if it's pshut the kliyets, the Rambam's got an amashman that way. Sashmuz about it. But pashas pshut the kliyets. If it's chazin lemedris, it's tamei midereisa. That's first of all. If it's not mishamish mishamshei adam, a regular pshut the kliyets, which is not chazin lemedris and not mishamshei adam, that's tarring ganzen. That the Kamarayin said it's Torah and Gansin, even Rabban, and it's not Tami. That's the Kuli Alma. If it's Mishamish Adam or Mishamish Mishamish Adam, the Torah's Kainim says that it's Tami. Taisus holds it's the Rabban, and he holds that that's the Pshan and Dav Shal Nachtaimin. But the Ari Shainim hold that by Mishamish Adam and Mishamish Mishamish Adam, that's the Raisa. And Dav Shal Nachtaimin is the Rabbanan because it's only Mishamish Mishamish Adam. Well, like Taizen Sukkah says, because it's daima to a kli kibble because you put things down on it. I think it's a similar teretz. So mishamish adam, mishamish, mishamish adam is deraisa. What Taizen Sukkah holds, it's a suffix in the Gemara if it's deraisa. Mishamish, mishamish adam is derabanan. And if it's not just mishamish adam alone, that's tar legamri. And the Rishbam is mashman, in all cases, pshut the kliyets a tar legamri. And Agamar is only a havimina. The only case of pshut the kliyets that could be tameh is chazil medris. Now, the Gemara also says that Shiv is the Rabbanan, and there also we have a big machloikis Rishainim. Everyone holds there is a psul Shiva, but we have a big machloikis Rishainim fakert, if there are cases that Shiva is the Raisa. What does the Gemara mean, Shiva is the Rabbanan? The Rishbam says that when the Gemara says Shiva the Rabbanan, it means that mid the Raisa you need a mikveh mayim uchanosel mechatchila beloi Shiva, the iskish lamayim, and mid the Raisa. There has to be the water is originally gathered there without any shiva, because that you learn out from mayim, ma mayim midei shemayim, et mikveh bidei shemayim. But if afterwards shuvim come, then there's no psul deraisa. Does stay in the Rishbam. Rabbi Netam also holds that way. Taisus brings it. And the Raisa and the Taisus Kainim, says that ma mayim bidei shemayim, et mikveh bidei shemayim, and that's why he can't fill up a mikveh, he can't be mamali because of him fill up a mikveh. The state that Shiva is deraisa. So kulay shav, they hold is deraisa. What does the Gemara mean when it says that Shiva is derabanan? The Gemara means that if it already has roiv megashamim, and some of it is shuvim, that's derabanan. And the Rishbam says that since it says that the tzinner is paisel es ha-mikvah, that doesn't sound like, it doesn't say that it can't be a mikvah. It says paisel es ha-mikvah. It sounds like the case here, the tzinner is, you had a mikvah, and then the tzinner was getting water into the mikvah. Such a case, the case is the Rabbanan. But ein hachinami, if the entire mikvah would be made on yidei the water from the tzinner, so then the shayla of Shiva here would be a shayla deraisa. That's what some Rishayim hold about the Tam and the Rishbam. Leidach Yisrael Rishayim here, their man, their Ashba v'chuli, they bring down that Kam Rishayim hold that no, the hold in Shiva is their Rabbanan. And they bring a raya, because it says in the Tesefta that if you leave a mikveh empty and you come back and you find the full, it's kosher because the suffix shuvim is kosher. Vaisteis, even if it's a shayla, if the mikveh was filled up by mega shamim or entirely filled up by shuvim, you also say suffix shuvim is kosher. Avad, that's because suffix derabanan is the kula. So you see that kula shav is also only a psul derabanan. Now the Yushainim, Rabbi Netam, and others, Amad Chavirayim, that there it says, Shecheskes mikvayis ksheiris. In other words, there the pshat is that menastam, if someone filled up the mikvah, mistami knew what he was doing, mistami knew hilchas mikvayis, mistami did it right. You could be seimich on the chazaka. Adarabah, a suffix and avad to be no good. The thing is, because chasas mikvayis ksheiris, that's why it's kosher. So here we have a machlokes rishonim. When the Gemara says Shiva is the Rabbanan, does that mean even if the entire thing is shav, it's midir Rabbanan? Or no, only when part of it, if it's entirely shav, it's the Raisa, that's you learn it from the Teres Kainim. The other Rishainim say that the Teres Kainim is an asmachta, like we said before. A lot of times the Teres Kainim says drashas about things that the Gemara is mefurish is the Rabbanan. Raisa is the Teres Kainim, we could say a drash, it's an asmachta, it could be it's the Rabbanan. The Rishainim bring kamarayas back and forth. Now, the kasha is, Shainim asks, if Sheiv is their Rabbanan, so why would their Rabbanan with Gezer and Shav? Vishlaim, if Sheiv is their Isa, Kulei Shav. So you'll say, even though Midair Isa, if it's Roiv, Megeshamim, and Mir of Shuvim, it's kasher. But Midair Rabbanan, they were Gezer, because maybe he'll make a Shav. And under Rabbanan, the Rabbanan even more Machmir, that even Shleishis Lugim, I am Pasul and Mikvah. If you have three Lugin of Shuvim, it passes the Mikvah. It's Midair Rabbanan. But it's exair that you might have shuvim. Mashengen, if the whole din of Shiva is the Rabbanan, why would the Rabbanan go to Shiva b'chlal? So Taisa says, exair that you might be tevil b'kli. Tvila b'kli is l'chayel l'kuli al m'deraisa. A mikveh by definition means in the ground. Mayin is in the ground. A mikveh also has to be in the ground. A mikveh in a kli is b'chlal l'shkin mikveh. So maybe that's the reason why the goes to Shiva, because they wanted to make sure no one's tevil in the kli, so they made a new psalm in their rabbanon called Sheiva, Arachaka, that you won't be tevil in the kli. As I keep shoot that, that's mamish the kuli alma that tevil of the kli is the rice that is a gayin. In Siman Reish Aleph in Yeridea, Islam and Dalad, he was mitzadah that maybe the Shitas Harash was that you could be tevil with the kli mid the rice. But his maskan is, no, the Rash was talking about when the mayin was going into the kli, the water in the kli was mechubit to the mayin, so even though you're being tevil in the kli, that would be kasher al kapanim midaraisa. But stam water that's in the kli, not mechubit to any mayin, avadit is apstul deraisa. That's the pashtus, the kuli alma. But water that went through a kli and is now in the ground, that came from the kli to the mikvah, that's a machlaikis. If roiv of it is megashamim and a mid of mayim shuvim, that's the rabban, that's mavur in the sugya here. If kulei shav, it's a machlekes rishayna. Now there's a third shita. Rishayna bring the ravid, and the ravid holds the ikad drash of the teres kainim is that it has to be bidei shemayim, not bidei adam. That mila bekesef umalu mikvah, that's pasul, because a person went and did it. And the ravid says, who would then if it didn't go through a kli? If a person went and took water in his hands and he filled up a mikvah with his hands, that's also psul deraisa. That's called bidei adam. That's psul deraisa. But if water just went through a kli, that din that going through a kli makes a tshuvim, like Agamar, when you have a tzina, which is a kli, and the water goes through the kli into the mikvah. Or like the Gemara in Mikvais, the Mishnah Mikvais, that says if you put up kalim on your roof, and they fill up with water, and then they go from the kalim into the mikvah, so it's pasul. That derived old is derabanan. I mean, their isity is said as it can't be bidei adam. It can't be bidei adam. Mashenkin, the din that it can't be in a kli, doesn't say anything about kli in the Torah. So the Ravid makes a chilek between certain types of shuvim. If a person filled it up with a keli, or even without a keli, that's the raisa. If it went through a keli by itself, the water, instead of going down through a tzina, that's not a keli. It went through a keli on the way to the mikvah, that the Ravid holds is the rabbana. So far, three shittas. Rishbam and Rebbein Tam hold that the din Sheiva is the rice in all cases. Only when you have Rav Megashamim, it's the Rabbanah. The Rishayna that hold that in all cases it's the Rabbanah. The Rivet makes a chilek whether a person made the mikvah or whether it went through the Kalim. Now there's a fourth thing. The Rash, and the Rishayna bring it down here, Eifenart, the Rash is in Mikvais, in Perik Beis. He asks, I'm learning up, it's a kasha. He asks for a kasha. How could you say that Kulei Shav is the Rabbanan? There's another psul. Besides the psul Shiva, which is learned out from a Hekish Tamayin, there's a new psul called Havaya Yidei Tahara Be'inon. You need, there's a psul to have Havayasa Yidei Dovra Makabal Tumma. So Mavuriv, the Mishnah says, wood is coming from a Mayan, and a person went with his hand and was Meshach the Mayan somewhere else. So that's a problem of a... So that's the problem of a violent over makabel tuma. So he says, I could hear a machlekes. Let's say you use a kli which is not makabel tuma, like kli glolim, kli avonim, and kli adoma, stone kalim, that aren't makabel tuma. So then I could hear a machlekes. You could tell me it's the raisa, because you hold that the teres kainim is a real drasha. You could tell me it's the rabbanan, because you hold it's not a nikud drasha. But if the kalim are makabel tuma, so the chayyot should be psul, that's another psul, not a psul shiva, that's a psul v'avayi l'idavar makabal tuma. But the Rishayim l'maisa that the Rishayim bring down, that bring the raya, that since you see that the Tesefta says that if you have a suffix, if the mikvah was filled up by itself, or someone went and filled it up, that says in a Safik it's kosher, and they're learning because it's Safik derabanan, you see clearly that those Yishenim hold that even if you fill it up with kale and it's makabel tumah, it's also only derabanan. Otherwise, you should have a Safik deraisa because maybe it's filled up with kale and it's makabel tumah. But l'chayit shvei, their ash is asking a kasha. Their ash is naming on that if it's a vile davar makabel tumah, that should be deraisa anyway because it's a vile davar makabel tumah. So the Yishenim don't answer this kasha, but there's a tshuva sirosh. It's klalam and aleph oy zayin. That he says he thought of a teretz that he would think that the Rishonim that held Shiva was their abundant held that a violated of makabel tumah is only by maya, not by mikvah. A mayan is such a psul. If he wanted to be a mayan and have the qualities of a mayan is what you need for meipara. That's what the Gemara brings it in. A mayan is what you need for a zav. A mayan is what you need if you wanted to mitar bezeichlim when it's flowing. It has to be a mayan. In order to have a din mayan, then there's a psul of davar makabel tumah, not a mikvah. Reb Chaim learned this way also in the Rambam. Reb Chaim was mechadish pshat in the Rambam that way, that the holding of a vayah davar makabel tumah is dafka by mayan, not by mikvah. Reb Chaim in Seifin, Hilchos Mikvayos, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, he says you can learn it's not, that's exerus the cause of the din of a vayah davar makabel tumah was dead by mayan, not by mikvah, even though it's learned that from Yiyatar, which that pasuk says, Achmayin, Ubar, Mikvah, Mayan, Yiyatar, it says both mayan and mikvah. But that's the halacha, and halacha is dafka by mayan, not by mikvah. But then he says, along this also. He says, mayan is a chaloy shem. In order to be a mayan, you need a chaloy shem mayan. Mikvah is a davar d'memela. Gathered water is a mikvah. It's not a chaloy shem mikvah. Mikvah is a davar d'memela. Gathered water is a mikvah. Mayan is a chaloy shem. The din of a vayah davar makabel tumah is, it can't have a chaloy shem mayan if it came with a davar makabel tumah. But a mikvah is a davar d'memela, can't be such a chasarin. Dazak then sefer. Al kapanim, the tshuva sirash says it already. And that would explain the Rishonim that say Shiva is the Rabbanan. So what do we have? Some Rishonim al Shiva is always the Rabbanan. Some Rishonim al Shiva is always their Isa. The Raivan makes the chilik if a person actually went and made the mikvah, that's their Isa. But if it went through Kalem, that's the Rabbanan. And the Rash has a kasha that if it kalem on makabel tumah, holds a zicha deraisa al savaya davar makabel tumah, and l'chayit teretz is like the tshuva sirash that they hold that davar the vayah davar makabel tumah is dafka by maya not by mikvah. Now all this is when it comes directly into the water from the kalem or from the adam. If it flows on the ground, that's called amshacha. Taisus here brings from Rav Moshe Mipantaisa. Rav Moshe Mipantaisa says that by amshacha, if the water was nimshach on the ground, that's the only derabanan. Sounds like he wasn't 100% sure of it, but that's what he brings down. It's grounded Rishonim that hold that shuvishim shichu kul is ksheir. The Rishonim that paskin with amshach, it's even not even derabanan. It's kasher legamri. But some Rishonim hold that no, it's dafko and there's roiv megashamim. Then you have shuvim which was nimshach on the ground for a miut, 21 sav megashamim, 19 sav mayim shuvim, which was nimshach. That's kasher. But not if the whole thing was Nimshach. The Ramban is mitzadid that it's totally if you hold Shiva is their Isa, their Abanan. If you hold Shuvim is their Isa, Semstam, they weren't Matar Stam by Amshacha, Amshacha is Kula, which if it wouldn't be for the Amshacha, it would be their Isa. It's only when you have Roiv, which is anyway their Abanan, when you have Roiv, Megashamim, so then they will Matar the rest, the 19 so which they passed with their Abanan, then they'll Matar the Amshacha. Mashengen, if you hold the whole Shuvim is their Abanan, so then, Shuvishim Shu Kula is not even their Abanan. So, Bekitsa, some Rishonim hold Shuvim is their Isa, some hold their Abanan. The Raivan makes a chilik if it's Kalim or Adam. We have the Shmuz if Havayah Dov Makabel Tumah is their Isa by Mikvais. If it is, then the whole Shmuz can only be negated by a Kali, which is not Makabel Tumah, that's a Shita Sirash. And we have this thing that by Amshacha, it could be it's anyway only their Abanan by Amshacha. Or could be it's not even derabanan. Now there's another shtickel shmuz about mikvayis here also, that the Rishbam l'chayr state the gavaldik chiddush which all the Rishonim argues on. The Rishbam is mashma when he says that when he's talking about if it passes the mikvah, mechalal dehayisha mikvah miikara hilch psul derabanan he. The Rishbam is mashma even if you have a mikvah 40 saw, but then you put in shuvim, it becomes possible if it becomes rav shuvim. As I said, Mashmaya said to Rishbam, and the Rishonim will argue on him. Taisus at the end of the Taisus, the Bamaskal Machlal, And the other Rishayim here, they say once a mikveh is 40 saw, you could put in all the mayim shuvim in the world, it doesn't passel. The Rebbeinu Tam that learns that kulei shav is the raisa, he learns paisel se mikveh means before it's 40 saw. Not that you had a full mikveh mikara, then it can't passel. Then mayim shuvim can't passel no matter how much mayim shuvim there is. But paisel se mikveh means you had already roiv of the mikveh, and it passels that you can't be mamshech, you can't make this, you can't put more mega shaman. Like gimel lugan mayim shuvim passels a mikveh. If it doesn't have 40 saw, you put in 3 lugan of mayim shuvim, it's passel. You have to flush out the whole mikveh. But the Rishbam is mashma not that way. It's mamash adas yachar in the Rishainim, that even if you have the 40 saw, it still could become passel. The Rishainim bring mefurishim ayisim, mefurishim ashnayisim, and mikveh is not the way. It's hard to know how to learn. The Rashbam brings the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos that says if the mikveh is 40 saw and you poured in a saw of shuvim and you took out a saw, it's still kosher, only ad rubai. If when you poured in a saw of shuvim and you took out a saw of the main mikveh that's left, when you have roiv shuvim, then it's pasul. If you have roiv mega shamim, it's still kosher. If you have roiv shuvim, it's pasul. And the Rashbam klar learns the Gemara is talking about by mayim. Now the Ravid also holds the way, and Shitas Ravid and the Sefer Bala Nefesh La Ravid, he also learns the Gemara is talking about by water. But Ravid Shainim say no, that by water, once the mikveh is 40 saw, any water you put into the mikveh is ice shuvim. So even if you take out water, it would still be kosher no matter what. You have a mikveh 40 saw, you pour in a saw and you take out a saw, the saw you pour in is ay shuvim once the mikveh is 40 saw. So then it's kosher no matter what, no matter how many times you do it. But the Gemara there is talking about by mei peiris don't turn into water. So there you have the din that if you put in a saw into the mikveh 40 saw and then you take it out, so it's bottled by raiv, until you have raiv mei peiris. Hashem came by shuvim. That's a common Rishayim learn. But the raiv doesn't learn that way. The raiv learns that the Mishnah, that the Gemara there is talking about mayim. But the Ravid is not mamish like the Rishbam that was saying. Because if the pshat is you have 40 sav mega shamim, you put in as much shuvim as you want, it would never pass it. But if you take out from the original 40 sav, then the Ravid also could be pasul. If you don't have roiv mega shamim left, you took out from the original 40 sav, now you don't have roiv mega shamim left, then it could be pasul. Even that roiv Rishayim don't hold up. Ravi Shainim hold that the mayim shuvim become ice shuvim when you put it in. But the Ravid doesn't hold that way. Dafka, when you still have the 40 saw left, the original 40 saw left. But if you nasan saw, vinotal saw, then it's a problem. The Rama Musa says that the Gemara is talking about mayim. But the Rama Melchayr also is kamat mefurish. In other places, not the way. Then when you have a mikvah, 40 saw, and you pour in mayim shuvim, and water comes out, the Rambam's mashmadet still remains kosher. Some achreinim hold the pshat in the Rambam is only when you went and you took out the water, nasan sa v'nata sa. But if you pour it in water and it flowed out, it's different. It's a big shaila what the shittas of Rambam is. But upon him, that's a shittas arrived. That nasan sa v'nata sa is talking about mayim. So we have like this. We have Rav Yishayim that hold that once it's 40 sa, there's nothing you can do with this mikveh to make. Any water you put into this mikveh becomes mega sham. It's not shuvim anymore. So even nasan sav and otel sav, even if you do it for 100 times, 1,000 times, it's still going to be kosher because every water you put in is going to become mega shamim. That's a Rav Yishayim hold. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shitas of Rishbam sounds like stam. When you have 40 saw and then you pour in Rav Mayim Shuvim, even without taking out from the original 40 saw, it's possible. That's mamash adas yachad. No one's chayshish for that bechlal. You have the Shitas HaRaivin, that ain't a chinami, when you have 40 saw, you can put in as much as you want, and it won't be, the mikveh will stay kosher, but only if the original 40 saw stay in there. If you take out from the original 40 saw, then you need Rav Mega Shaman. This sheet is brought in the Shach, and ain't a chinami, we don't pass in that way, but the Shach says, Shiyah Machman that way lechatchila. So in various mikvahs, they try to be machma like the Rav, it's a shayl exactly how to do it. Each mikvah, each their different shittas exactly how to be machma for the shittas arrived. Thank hamakom lach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.